Welcome to the Pray Different Podcast. We with the Pray Different, Different Podcast. Brought to you by yours truly, where you get to see the raw and real ins and outs of a woman after Christ's heart. I'm Nicole Adiela, fearfully and wonderfully made in God's eyes. Hallelujah. And so we have been on a journey of understanding who God says we are. So in this podcast, I want to start you off with a question. What name have you been answering to that the Lord has never called you? He wants to change your name, I'm telling you. He wants to let you know that you are chosen. So let's explore that. But first, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I give you all the glory and adoration, Father God. I thank you for a time as this. I thank you for the voice that you have given me. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that speaks through me. Father God, I just give you all the glory and adoration, and I bless your name that you have made me aware that my life is not my own, but it's for you, to bring you glory and to bring souls to the kingdom, Father God, lost souls especially, Father. So that just makes it all the more easier to give you praise and to thank you for everything that you have given us. Lord Jesus, I pray that as we get into this session of understanding that we are chosen by you, that we have been set apart, that we have been called out, Father God, for a time as such, Father God, I pray that you speak through me. And if it may reach one person and one person only, Father God, I pray that it touch them in a way that they understand, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I give you all the glory, all the adoration, for you are worthy to be praised. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Okay, y'all. You know good and well what we're about to do. Guess. Get into the scripture. Exactly. So today we are going to be in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 through 10. I know it sounds like a long read, but it's not that long, but it's so jam-packed with so much good that the Lord has for us, right? So we're just going to go ahead and start reading. And I think it'll be best to just stop in between and dissect it. So we are going to start on verse 5, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 through 10. I'm actually going to read the whole thing, and then we'll read the part again and then break it down. So Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 through 10, New King James Version says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet of the nations." Verse 6, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth." Oh, my God. Verse 7, "But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak." Verse 8 says, "Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Verse 9 says, "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth." Verse 10, "See, I have this day set set you over nations and over kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." Amen. So we're going to dive into each verse of the scripture, starting with verse 5 that reads, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet of the nations." Verse 5 alone tells you that this time in your life, where you are right now, where you're wrestling with your flesh, where you do not understand, where you feel stagnant, where you're wondering what's going on. Yeah. Yeah. You're in this time to fulfill what you know the Lord has called you to. And it wasn't unplanned. The Lord didn't have it. It's not that he didn't know what was going on. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew. So this time that you are in, the Lord already knew. It wasn't unplanned. God called you before you were even created. It is our choice, because he gives us the free will to do so, to answer that call. He told us in his word that he sanctified us. Well, what does that even mean? Because we hear saved and sanctified. That means he set us apart for our particular plan. Our journey is different. Everyone's journey is different. So if our journey is different, he set us apart for our particular, unique, detailed plan. We just talked about that in the last episode, how we are detailed and unique, right? So what you're going through is an unknown by God. Jesus lived on this earth so that he can go through struggles and show us how to live a sinful life amidst all the struggles, right? So God knows. He wrote this out. He wrote all of this out so that you can break the mold of the world for the glory of his name. Okay, yeah, time to be vulnerable, right? When I was young, my mom passed away, right? She passed away from breast cancer. And I had the ability to see her go through things. Not fully understanding, but still having some type of grasp that she was in pain, right? And so she was truly a woman who wanted nothing more than to mirror Christ. She wanted to make sure people knew God through her life. And I could tell that even at a young age. We didn't understand why the illness, in air quotes, won. At that time, we were wondering, Lord, what's going on? I mean, there was an abundance of prayer and fasting for breakthrough. The amount of trust and faith that we had that the Lord would heal her was overflowing. For the longest, because remember, I told y'all when I was younger, that's when she passed. For the longest, I questioned God and I never got the answer. I'm like, Lord. But she was doing missionary work. She was letting you live through her. She was showing your love. She was taking people in and under her wing. So what's going on? And every time it would cross my mind, I would just wonder, like, Lord, I need you to answer me, because I really don't understand what's going on. I really wanted an understanding. But I started to realize that the answer that I wanted wasn't what I needed at that time. I actually needed the understanding that it was a call to eternal, divine, and perfected rest for my mother, and also for the help of others around me, because I still had a life to live. I had my own plan. My plan was not to be like my mom. My plan was to be like Christ in a new way, right? Not my plan, but the Lord's plan for me, right? And God is so gracious that he sends people who are equipped to help heal you. That's just so beautiful. He gives us a hope that if one person can excel from the valley by trusting in him, how much more them? I mean, that screams nothing more than chosen to me. Like, I was called and chosen to help point to my hope, which is Jesus Christ. I had to go through something in order for me to be able to show to other people that the Lord is using that situation, that valley, as a mountaintop to shout and scream and proclaim his goodness. That is so good. We serve such a good God, such a gracious God. And I feel like it takes a lot of wisdom and a lot of depth in his presence to understand that. And we're going to go into verse 6, and it reads, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth." Verse 6 just reminds us that our flesh will try to limit what God wants to use. Like, when you start hearing stuff like that, when your thoughts start gearing towards a way like, oh, nah, God can't use. Stop putting God in a box, for one. I don't know how many times I have to say that. Stop it. Every single time where you're like, oh, I mean, I don't know. It's not looking likely. It's not. That's God of the impossible. With man, Matthew chapter, I believe, 19, verse 26. Chapter 19, verse 26 says that with man, it may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible, right? So when you start to put those words onto the Lord, of course, he's not going to transform into your words, but you put a limit on what God can do in your life because you have limited your mind. Your faith is as far as you can see. If you go into Genesis chapter 13, verse 14, the Lord tells Abram after Lot had left him that as far as he can see is his. And at that time, it wasn't looking likely, but that's where faith is. Faith is as far as you can see. It's not what the physical may be looking like, but as far as your mind can go. And even beyond, as long as you are trusting God, that God, I know that there is bigger, there's better. I know it. But there are so many times that we limit the way God can work because we're only focused on what we can see, and we allow the negativity of our flesh. And I don't want to give him too much credit, but the enemy to come and penetrate what God has already spoken over our lives. And for example, Moses had a stutter in Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. Gideon said he was the least of his family in Judges chapter 6, verse 15. Isaiah thought he was unworthy in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called because you were chosen for a reason. Personally, I didn't like the sound of my voice. Like when I was younger, I used to always get bullied. They would always tell me my voice was so deep. It was so masculine. Am I a boy? And I just, you know, didn't really like my voice because I was like, well, why don't I sound all pretty and petite, you know? Because I never thought about it until I went out into the world and was getting bullied by it. The world will hate you for what God is going to use you for. Oh, my goodness. Come on, Holy Spirit. And so the Lord will use for his glory what the world will neglect. My God. All right. And then verse 7 says, but the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth. Do not only put God in a box, but also don't put yourself in a box. You are made in his image. You put yourself in a box, you create a door and you get out that box. Because if you are made in his image and he's a creator, you too are called to create. So create a situation, create a scenario for you to go and excel. Lean on the Lord, lean not on your own understanding. Because the Lord even calls us to have childlike faith. And so don't neglect the your youthfulness, because that can be used to the glory of God. It may look crazy to everyone else, but when you have a child and you tell a child not to cross the street because something will happen, or you just simply tell them not, they will follow what you're saying if you are someone who that they can trust. So when you trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding, you have the ability to understand that what you're seeing is not your reality. Your reality is his reality. And you have to think in that mindset, and that is faith. And it continues on saying, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. For whatever I command you, you shall speak. You are a vessel of the Lord. As long as you surrender unto the Lord, he will use you. Verse 8, do not be afraid of their faces. This is literally the definition of I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And this is also a point to the people who are so focused on what everyone will think. That is a mentality to contain you, to contain the glory that the Lord has put upon your head. You are so focused on people you will not even meet the maker with. It's a one-on-one. It has nothing to do with the next person. What you owe the next person is love. And if you feel like what you're doing, you preaching the gospel, is embarrassing, you're not showing them love, because the gospel is the good news. And you clearly are not concerned about your father's business if you are not focused on what God has sent you on a mission to do, win souls and whatever gift or talent he has given you. I'm not just, y'all, ooh-wee. Okay, Holy Spirit, I hear you, I hear you, I hear you. That's why we're here right now. Verse 8 continues to say, "For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." And we're always thinking about deliver us from evil, as in harm's way, physically, mentally, spiritually. The Lord needs to deliver you from you sometimes. Yeah, that mentality you have, that box that you put yourself in, those thoughts that you let turn into a heart posture, which manifested into your actions, that cause you to put a barricade around yourself where you cannot show the love of God or even receive the love of God. The Lord sometimes needs to deliver you from your own hand. He needs to deliver you from self-sabotage. And a lot of times it's just because you meddle on your own understanding, whereas you need to release your own understanding and give it to the Lord. Easier said than done, but when you catch yourself, you need to be sensitive enough to the Spirit by dwelling in his presence in worship, dwelling in his presence and dissecting, eating, chewing, and sharing the word of God. Fasting, depriving your flesh. And when we say fasting, we're not just talking about, oh, do a little cute fast. That seems easy, you know. I'm talking about strip. Yes, no food. Great. No social media. The things that will feed your flesh, strip yourself of it. Verse 9 says, "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth." Do not neglect them, y'all. Don't neglect them and get to speaking evil. Get to speaking, oh, I'm just playing. Nah, it was just a joke. Nah, I take that back. No. As soon as you say a word, it sows a seed. Same thing as when somebody else says a word, it sows a seed. It is your job to uproot it. As it's planted, uproot it before it grows deep down and starts to sprout. And I feel like the enemy has been tampering with my words lately. And honestly, I've been letting him. Like the things that I've been saying sometimes just catch me off guard, and I'm like, sis, when? Like, what are you saying right now? Bro, you have power of life and death in your tongue. That little joke that you're saying can manifest. Like, huh? And the more that I say these things, the more they become thoughts that manifest into my heart posture, which will manifest into my actions, and then they will become my reality, and I will be boxed by the evil words that I've spoken through my own mouth. Don't neglect the words that the Lord has put in your mouth by speaking words of your flesh. Verse 10 says, "See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms." The Lord gave us authority, dominion, and power to root out, continuing verse 10, and to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. All that you've ever known will be thrown out to make room for what the Lord has chosen you for. That's what he's saying right there. All that you've known, every single thing that looked right is going to start looking wrong, and you're going to start panicking if you are not focused on the Lord. You're going to start wondering, Lord, why is everything falling apart? It's not. It's not that it's falling apart. He's dismantling it all so that you can create, you can build with him as the foundation. That's why everything is That's why everything around you is shaking and dismantling, because we need to rebuild the foundation to step into the chosen path that God has for us. It may seem like, I want to do what I want. You know, yes, he gives us the free will. But Paul told us that although we have free will, not everything that we choose to do is edifying. And we need to do this in understanding that our life is not our own. Trees do not bear fruit for their own consumption. We are the branches. He is the vine. We bear fruit because we're connected to the source, right? For others to consume. Our life is not our own, y'all. You're chosen. And as you're chosen, you have a target on your back for the enemy. Do not be ignorant to the devices of the enemy. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. If our weapons are not carnal, that also means that the enemy is not carnal. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, and rulers of the darkness. Man, you're chosen for a time as such. It's hard right now because you need to receive the breakthrough for the later. You need to receive the breakthrough even for the right now. God is so good. Now that you know that you're chosen, I want you to reflect on your life. And it doesn't even have to be your whole life, because that may be long for whoever's listening, but reflect on recently all the things that you have gone through and think of how the Lord may be using that to prepare you for the path that he has called you into. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I feel like when we get to focusing on that, it just makes all the trials seem meh, you know? Like, they may be big things, but once you get out of it, you're going to be like, okay, I get it. No, God, I'm grateful that I went through that, because if I didn't go through that, if I had given up, if I didn't lean on you, if I didn't trust that all things work together for the good of those who love him, and because I keep your commandments, I love you. If I didn't focus on that, then I would have been worse than where I started. I wouldn't have been able to shed the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and share the hope that I have in Jesus Christ with other people that are losing it. Our life is not our own. We're chosen to also be sacrificial. We're chosen to love and receive love. We're chosen to have mercy and grace showered on us as we shower mercy and grace on other people. But God is so gracious in that aspect that even when we don't get it right, he gets us right back on the path. God is good. I want to close this out in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just bless your name. I give you all the glory and adoration that I was called and that I received the grace to answer and be chosen and to step out, to be called out and step out. Lord, I give you all the glory and adoration, Father God. I just pray that whoever was meant to hear this, Father, that you touch their heart. Lord Jesus, I pray that you touch their mind and help them to focus on you again. I pray that their fire be reignited in the mighty name of Jesus, that their surrender, Lord Jesus, be greater than what it is, that they surrender their everything, their all, their day in, their day out, their situations, their decisions, Father God, their mindset, their heart posture unto you, that you may be able to use them as a vessel to bring your love and light into a world that is dark and evil. Lord, we know that we are in the last days. So, Father God, help us to not be ignorant to the devices of the enemy. But, Lord Jesus, use our spiritual weapons, Father God, to war against the enemy with our Heavenly Father. knowing that we are victorious in the end, bringing as many souls, snatching souls from the kingdom of darkness to bring them into the kingdom of light. Father God, remind us that our life is not our own. Remind us to be sacrificial in the surrender, Lord Jesus. Help us to surrender, Father God. Lord, we bless your name. We give you all the glory and adoration. For in Jesus' mighty, matchless name we pray. Amen. I hope y'all were all blessed. Because I sure was. And convicted through my own mouth by the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord. Well, I can't wait to speak with y'all on the next episode. I hope y'all have a blessed day, night, week, whenever you're listening to this. God bless you all. Bye.